philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Last week I had kind of an ideal work week for me. It was just filled with a bunch of different stuff. I wrote and voiced and produced a political ad for radio. I did a whole bunch of voiceover work for one of my corporate clients. I did, you know, three or four human design sessions. I did a podcast strategy session. Just a whole bunch of different stuff. And that's the way I like it. I like to be doing a little bit over here and a little bit over there. And recently I've been, and I go through waves of this where I'll just be questioning what I'm doing with my life, and do I need to find a one specific direction, one place where I can channel all of my attention. But it actually feels more rewarding and less boring when I'm just kind of doing a bit of this and a bit of that. Recently, I was thinking about maybe having a change of direction and like getting a job in a new kind of field, doing something a bit more, like, I don't know, I felt like this pressure to be like more adulting or like more of a proper business or something. I'm not even sure what that means, but I think it means like maybe I'm have my attention into one area instead of multiple things going on, like maybe that would lead to greater success or something. And then, you know, like I go through these phases and then I come back and it's like, hang on, no, this is the way you like it. You know, success for me, what is success for me? Well, success as a projector, there's a piece of recognition in there when I'm recognized, as being useful or helpful or having guidance, you know, having useful, I don't know, like knowledge and wisdom. And when do I feel successful in work? It's when I'm doing different things moment to moment. And I think that's part of maybe being splenic. I've never wanted to put myself into one box. When I was doing the voiceover stuff, it was like I wanted to do other stuff too. So I started an online magazine and, you know, I was blogging and all that kind of shit. And then and I started the co-working space. And then when I was entering into the podcasting space as a professional, I guess, as a teacher, guide, mentor, coach, I didn't want to just be podcasting. I didn't want to have all of my energy and attention and focus into just podcasting, because life feels a lot bigger than that for me, you know? And then when I started to get really fascinated by human design and delve more and more into that, and I started to get invitations to do readings and stuff, I've never wanted to be just in the HD space. It's not really me, and what doesn't feel like me. And then, yeah, and then I start questioning whether or not I should just put all my eggs into one basket and stop flitting and floating around and like get a real job. But then, yeah, so like I've just been in this, like, it feels like a spin cycle, you know, just like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, not actually going anywhere, just on an axle, back and forth, back and forth. But I recently sat down and thought, you know, played more than thought, just played with what would feel like fun for me. You know, like what would an ideal work week look like? And I wrote it all down, and it was exactly like last week. A bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of voiceover work, a few human design sessions, maybe an invite to something. Yeah, like a podcast strategy session, this, that, like just a little bit, like so that every day is interesting and different. Instead of the same thing every day, it just feels really not... I mean, I could do some of it all the time. Like, I could definitely do human design sessions all the time. I love them. And I feel like that's as close to being obsessed with something as, you know, as I'll probably get. And maybe everything could have a HD spin, but I'm just not sure if I want to sit firmly and solely in that place. I do like still a bit of variety. And honestly, there's been times where I've thought maybe I could just ditch the voiceover stuff. There's been periods of my life where I've thought that. But it's just so, it's such easy work for me. And decent money. And it's enjoyable. I do like standing behind the mic and reading from a script. I've been doing it for so long, it's just second nature. It just comes so naturally to me. And sometimes I've wondered if this whole, you know, not wanting to lock myself into something is some kind of fear of commitment or, like holding myself back in some ways. But yeah, then I just come back again, circling around to the fact that this is what feels good. This is what feels good. Who says that business needs to look a certain way? Who says that we need to? And I think this is particularly true for projectors, because honestly, it doesn't matter what I put out there. It doesn't matter, you know, what offerings I can conjure up and create. In the end, it all comes down to recognition and invitation. So the things that I just kind of think, shit, I better get something out there and create, generally, you know, they sometimes work, but it's rare. And also, so that's what I was gonna say about being a projector, is like, we're not here to often figure out what we have to offer. It's here to be invited from us. It's just for us to kind of like, I think it's actually quite a projector thing to do, is, you know, flit and float and a bit of this and a bit of that, because I'll go where the invites go. And if there's an invitation to run a retreat, I'll run a retreat. And if there's an invitation to create a program, I'll create a program. And if there's an invitation for voiceover work, I'll do that if it feels good. You know, like, actually, maybe I'm really coming from my design, and perhaps I'm already living my own version of success. So, you know, and also I think about, from a design perspective, my undefined heart isn't here to commit to things long term, even though, and this is something that I've thought about when it comes to this podcast, like, how on earth does a person with an undefined sacral, undefined root, an undefined heart consistently show up week in, week out for 6 or 7 years, you know? And is this going against my design in some way? Maybe, I don't know. Sometimes it does actually feel really hard. Like today, you know, I've just had a week, like last week I had a really amazing work week, and then my mum arrived last Wednesday, and so I spent some time with her, and this week has gotten off to a slow start. She went home this morning, it's Tuesday, and I've just kind of been in family zone, you know? And that's felt good. But I haven't really been in the headspace of, like, I haven't had the time for the navel gazing and the thinking that I normally do. And I don't think I've even posted an Instagram post since early this month. I've just been preoccupied. I haven't felt the need to write some big long, you know, post. I haven't felt called creatively in that way. It's just been, not that it's been devoid, it's just been in the energy of doing things that have had invitations that are paid. And yeah, and that's felt pretty good actually. And rounding out this year, I'm running a workshop, a podcasting workshop locally in Byron, well, not in Byron, at my house, in Lennox on Saturday. I might run another one, we'll see. Like, it seems that there might be a bit of demand for it. So the whole idea is to get people in person and get them as close to live as we can in a day. So, you know, teach them how to put together the intro and the outro and do the editing and stuff. Yeah, it's just felt kind of quite good. So I'm doing that, and I've been thinking about maybe doing something human design. I'm not really sure what. Oh, and I'm working on a project with a friend of mine, which we haven't announced yet, but it's going to be really fucking cool. We're just working on that in the background. So there's lots of little things going on. And I kind of like it that way. It does feel a bit scary sometimes because, I mean, working for yourself, you never really know what's next. And it would be nice to have some kind of ongoing, secure, voiceover work or something that was just regular. But, you know, like I think then I have to remind myself, hey, you've been at this for like 17 years and sure, you've had some pretty hard times in that time, but you've managed to pay your rent or mortgage the entire time. So don't stress too much. Opportunities come, you know. Yeah, and I think like that's the thing about, being a generator or a projector or anything other than a manifestor. You know, we're not really here to like have the idea and initiate the idea. We're constantly, and for me particularly, feeling pressured to get something out there. And so we're not actually allowing life to, you know, show us the way for a generator or to bring us the opportunity for a projector. We're not trusting in life enough. So yeah, just really some random, probably incoherent series of thoughts from me today as I walk on the beach with my head really just not in the game that much. But if you have a topic, the last couple of weeks I think I spoke about, you know, jamming on voice, and I spoke about confidence. If you've got a topic you want me to explore, then shoot it my way, because it actually gives me something to focus on. If you want to hear my thoughts on something specific, then let me know. All right, that's it from me. Until next week, peace out. Oh, actually, I do want to give a moral to the story. I haven't done this a bit for a while. There was something that I wanted to kind of wrap up with. I guess the wrap up here is like, you know, there's no one road, no one path that's going to lead to a successful, fulfilled life, right? Like, there's only our individual makeup and our individual design, and they're all so different. And I sound kind of boring saying this again, but it's like what works for someone else isn't necessarily going to work for you. So how about we just fucking throw away the rule book and we just, one, unless you're a manifestor, don't follow this advice. But if you're a generator or a projector or a reflector, just take a step back and see what comes up when you're not trying to come up with all the ideas and like, you know, and there's this real thing about shoulding, letting go of that. Because that's really the mind kicking in when we're thinking about we should. It's just something that I've definitely become aware of lately, is when I hear, oh, I should be, then that's really just mostly conditioning. It's just ideas about how I've been conditioned in the past. That obviously triggered someone. You know, the way I did things triggered someone, and they've told me that I'm doing it the wrong way. And so then I've had this self-doubt created in that area of myself. So I've started to doubt that my way is possible because I've been told that, right? Like, I think we all have had that. It's time to grow up, you know, kind of thing. Like, we I don't know, we're just operating from a bunch of principles that actually aren't designed for us. So the second I get this feeling of obligation or I should, then it's about really thinking about, well, is this how I'm actually designed to operate? Or is there another way that I could do things that would feel more freeing and more natural? So having your fingers in it all, a bunch of different pies, if it feels good, and for the most part it's working. You know, I think this is the thing, we can overcomplicate things and not see where they're working because we're looking for things that are broken instead of what's actually already working. Things work when I've got a whole bunch of different things on the go. It's working for me. When I try to put all my energy and attention into one thing, it feels restrictive and like it doesn't work. Not only does it not work for me, but I don't get the results. So do things your own way. Find a way that works for you and become aware of when you do hear that voice in your head kind of tusking or whatever, you know, like, yeah, telling you there's a more adult way or a better way when actually your way is the best way. So that's it from me. Until next week, peace out.
Carlos and Fees, I'm Carly Nimmo.